This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue working our way through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 136 through 139. His steadfast love endures forever. He has rescued us from our foes. By the waters of Babylon, you preserve my life and you hem me in. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Destroy. I now will sing the praise of the Lord and bless.
reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you want to be foolish or wise? Do you want to be weak or strong? Do you want to be in disrepute or respected? Well, if this wasn't chapel, and you wouldn't know anything about 1 Corinthians, the answer would be pretty easy. Of course, you want to be wise, strong, and respected. Who, after all, wouldn't? You came here to the seminary to be a wise theologian. You want to be strong, be it in conviction or in bench pressing. And you hope to be respected in your future congregation, but probably also you want to be respected in your community. Whatever is wrong with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it sure reflects our dreams and aspirations. Before our reading, Paul contrasts himself with the Christians in Corinth. He writes, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour we hunger and thirst. We are poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We have become, are still, like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things." Or to put it more contemporary, Paul says, we are garbage. We're trash. Why does Paul say that? You want to be garbage? You want to be trash? Of course, what Paul does here is irony. I am weak, but you are so strong, you Corinthians. What he's doing here is he tears down the values of the Corinthians. The Corinthians are Christians who thought that they have progressed beyond that what they learned from Paul, that they have ascended to a higher form of Christianity. Our Christianity was truly wise, not as simple as this gospel stuff. A Christianity that was truly strong, abounding in spiritual gifts. And of course, also a Christianity that was respected by all. Paul is fighting back. And he's fighting back in a way that he embraces fully. Yes, the gospel is foolish, weak, and not respectable. Of course, he can also say that he imparts wisdom, that the gospel is a power of salvation, and that there will be a commendation from God, that is, honor from God. Paul says both of these things, and it's not simply Paul indulging in paradoxical language to confuse people. Rather, it forces the Corinthians to ask, when Paul calls us wise and himself foolish and tells us that we are in the wrong, what's wrong with being wise, strong, and respected? Well, you could say nothing and everything. Nothing if we look at being wise, strong, and respected in the abstract. Everything when we look to the criteria for being wise, strong, and respected. The criterion for the Corinthians is what everybody in Corinth accepts as wise, strong, and respected. That's their context. Wisdom means to be wise as the Greeks, who in many ways, of course, are still our teachers. Strength as the ability to live a successful life and have extraordinary spiritual gifts. Respect, well, to be respected by your peers and the wider world. But Paul rejects all these criteria. Why? Because the wisdom, well, what's the criterion for wisdom? It's the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is the foolishness of the cross. The weakness of God revealed in the cross, that's the true strength. The lack of recognition that Christ suffered from the world, and also that Paul suffers, is better than the honor given by the world. So was Paul foolish, as he says? Well, yes, if you measure it by the standards of the wise of his time. No, when you measure it by the gospel. Was Paul weak? Yes, if you measure it by the communication skills that are expected for, as he says, tells the Corinthians, he came to them in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. No, if you measure it by the strength of God that converts men through this seemingly powerless preaching. Is he weak? Yes, when you see that Paul suffered. He did not have the signs of strength, namely a nice house, a safe income, not even clothes sometimes. Is he strong? Yes, when you see here he endured all this persecution. Was he held in disrepute? You don't have to look farther than the congregation in Corinth. They didn't think very highly of Paul, not to speak of others. But Paul had a reputation before God as Christ's apostle. And that's why Paul can call them to be imitators of him. Why? Because Paul embraces the foolishness of the cross, the weakness of God, the disrepute before men. And all that for the sake of the gospel. He calls them to imitators to him, not because he wants to establish a cult of personality, but that is a call to the gospel. And so Paul also sends Timothy as a reminder of his ways in Christ. For Timothy also walks this way and serves, therefore, to the Corinthians as a living example what it means to embrace the gospel. One consequence of the Corinthians' way was that they were puffed up. And when people are puffed up and very concerned about their status and their honor before men, that results in divisions in the congregation. With all their talk of wisdom, strength, or power and reputation, the congregation in Corinth was not in a good shape. Rival groups caused it, and there was even brought disrepute to the whole congregation when they sued each other in the civil court. The fruit of what they thought was wisdom, strength, and honor was anything but wise, strong, or honorable. The wisdom, strength, and honor of this world are good in the things of this world. The wisdom of this world gave us air conditioning. The strength gives us security. And honor is protected in the Ten Commandments. We are all concerned, and if it's right, concerned about our reputation. It's a good thing. But they don't bring us to God. Only the gospel does that. And the church plays according to different rules, you could say. Here, the true wisdom is the foolishness of the gospel. That is, the foolishness to those who do not believe. Here, strength is not raw power, but it is in the Word of God. And here, your reputation, by whom do you want to be recognized? by God. And by God alone, that counts, not what everybody else thinks, which gives you the strength to walk the way of Christ, wherever it may lead you, if it leads you into suffering, into disrepute. The way of Christ is the way of the cross. This way is not a way that wins the admiration and respect of the world. It never has. Christians have been tempted to play by the rules of the world. It's always a temptation to be wise, powerful, and respected according to the standards of the world. But Paul calls us too not to play according to the rules of the world. And that's why Christians need to resist this temptation for the sake of the gospel. And that means, yes, you too should imitate Paul, who was willingly bearing the disrepute and the judgment that he was foolish and weak for the sake of the wisdom and power of the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord.
In the morning my prayer comes before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all the day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness.
O God, our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth, and of the farthest seas.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and love, that receiving what you have promised, we may love what you have commanded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, beautiful in majesty and majestic in holiness, you have taught us in Holy Scripture to sing your praises and have given to your servant Johann Sebastian Bach grace to show forth your glory in his music. Continue to grant this gift of inspiration to all your servants who write and make music for your people, that with joy we on earth may glimpse your beauty and at length know the inexhaustible richness of your new creation in Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Which ones? All right, so you guys can take this for third service.